Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, before we get started, if you enjoy this podcast, whether it's the longer interviews or these snappier bullet points, then please may I ask you to take a moment to leave a five-star review, share the link with a friend, or shout about it on whichever social media platform you enjoy the most. Thank you. As for today's episode, it's time to come clean about how I have swapped one addiction for another.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It is a well-known phenomenon in addiction recovery that in kicking one habit, it can be almost surreptitiously replaced by another. It's called addiction replacement or substitute addiction. And it's when another addiction manifests that might look slightly different, but serves a similar function to the previous addiction of either relaxation, overstimulation, or escape. And I'm sure we can all think of examples, both in the public eye and in our personal lives, of people who have, say, recovered from drug and/or alcohol addiction, who are now just as hooked, hooked being a sort of careful, less addictive word, on, say, healthy living strategies. Again, for example. So when I spoke to you a few weeks ago about my wardrobe clear out and how I subsequently listed over 100 items on Vinted, I had absolutely no idea that as well as freeing up space in my closet, it was actually revealing a hidden secret. Where I had overcome a binge eating disorder, it seemed the decrease in the occurrence of binging was running parallel to an increase in the occurrence of buying clothes, most of which I actually never wore or wore once, or wore when they arrived and thought, I like it, and then put it away and never wore it. I'd get a sweet little hit from ordering, say, a Free People bralette, which seemed entirely innocent when it would cost less than £20 and I'd only buy from the sale, or when I'd snag a workout co-ord for under £50, or a white tee or a white vest top when I found myself in Zara killing time before a meeting and making change from a tenner. It felt like such a steal. That was, of course, until I ejected every single item I own onto the bedroom floor. Everything, I hastened to add, except underwear. Well, actually, that's a lie. Everything except pants. For the American followers here, undergarments, not, what do you say? Knickers, there we go. I don't know if I've ever said knickers before in this podcast. There we go. Anyway, everything was ejected onto the bedroom floor. And I only returned to the closet stuff that I actually wore, what looked good and what felt comfortable and nothing more. And what I realized when only a few items actually made it back onto the hanger was that my wardrobe was my way of surrounding myself with pretty things, almost like walking into my own clothing boutique that I'd happily buy from. I would run my hand through the rails, but I wouldn't actually wear very much. The beautiful lace trim Free People cardigan top that was the wrong length and didn't go with any other damn thing I owned. Or there was the Free People jumpsuit, the Lennox one that I snagged in the sale. It's 60% off, but that was cut for someone half a foot taller than me, meaning that the crotch hung way too low and it ended up looking like a romper. Or, and I'm going to say it again, it was Free People, and we know that I've broken up with Free People, but this was part of the breakup. The Free People denim jacket, so much Free People, my goodness, that was actually too close to a stonewash for me to ever actually wear in public because I'm a child of the 80s and I'm haunted by stonewash. So I should have returned it as soon as I laid eyes on it, but it had a built-in, a sewn-in grey hood that I thought looked very casual and chic and somehow like, yeah, I'm so cool that, you know, sometimes I get hot, I get hot in a denim jacket. I don't know. I just thought that maybe I needed that. I really did, but it was stonewash. Why didn't I just return it? I don't know. I've sold over 14 pairs of jeans on Vinted, all bought in the hope of being the perfect pair that will make my waist look smaller, my bum look peachy, and my thighs a little less robust than they actually are. All of them I kept, but they had all, the second I slipped them on, been a little bit imperfect, a little bit not quite right. And yet I let the excitement and high of having them override my rational brain, which would have been telling me, you're not going to wear these, or they're going to be a faff to wear, or even the many, many pairs of jeans that I've bought that I'm curvy, my waist is small, my bum is big. The amount of jeans I've bought that fit around my bum, but then gape at the waist. I mean, that's why I had to start buying Good American, but that's another thing. Anyway, this is how it snuck up on me. I became fixated on an item and then I pursued it, even if it wasn't perfect, until it was in my bare hands, my greedy, grubby little mitts. Case in point, one weekend, I saw someone, I'm assuming, on a TV show, reality or otherwise, wearing a unitard. Now, I don't believe I have the body for a unitard. I believe that they look best on someone who is long and lean, perhaps an athlete or a gymnast. But a handful of times I had seen somebody in a unitard and I thought, well, absolutely, I need it. So I bought one from ASOS, one of the ASOS own brands, ASOS 4505. And it was a lovely, lovely shape, had quite a detailed back. And I was like, that's fine, no harm there, right? It arrived, I wore it a handful of times, then I hung it up and I haven't worn it again. Then a few weeks later, because I've checked the receipts, a Nike unitard went into the sale on ASOS with a huge reduction. So I bought that one too, thinking, well, this one's going to be great quality. I've also worn that no more than three times, and yet there they both were, taking up space in the wardrobe. Well, not anymore, because they are now happily rehomed with a new owner who is, I hope, wearing them and enjoying them in a way I simply could not. And I remember when I had the excellent psychotherapist, Mandy Saligari, on the podcast. Now that I've said psychotherapist, I'm worried that I've got that wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's a psychotherapist, but I will add it to the show notes if I've made a mistake there. And we talked about food and food addiction. And she has a brilliant way of being able to see into your soul. And she commented at the time that there's something of a trifecta between the way we eat, the way we love, and the way we spend money. So much so that when I told her about my issues with food, she replied with something along the lines of, when I had told her about exactly how the food stuff shows up for me, she said, well, now I know that. I also know this about your relationship with money and love. And I really did try to let that one roll off me, but it has been at the back of my mind for a while. This is back in 2019 or 2020. She was the last in-person podcast I recorded before COVID, so that tells you how long ago it was. Anyway, I went on buying things, but in the back of my mind, I always had that sort of remembered that conversation with Mandy. And then I always thought, well, I'm always buying things in the sale. It's not really that bad. That's not a problem, is it? Anyway, when I wrote about the Vinted clear out on my website this week, please visit emmaguns.com/features to read the full piece. I was really talking about how my buying habits have changed as a result of A, getting rid of so much stuff, and B, how it made me look at the value of clothes completely differently, and therefore has had a massive impact on how I choose to spend my money moving forward, particularly in fashion. But it was only once I'd published the piece about the lessons I'd learned about how I'll buy clothes in the future, I got into bed and was setting about my evening routine, that I realized I'd omitted the crucial information about what a pile of clothes had revealed and what was truly going on. So obviously I got out of bed, switched the computer back on, and made some crucial edits. I have to say, I don't think it's a coincidence that every time I'm feeling muddled, confused, at a crossroads, or however you want to describe it, the feeling when you're pulled in a few directions and can't quite figure out which way to turn, I can't help but see the common occurrence, the pattern, which is that I will then have a clear out. Now, I'm not saying that a clear out is going to reveal a dark addiction or a substitute addiction for you, but I think they can be a little bit more revealing about what's really bubbling underneath the surface, whether that was in my case where I had substituted buying stuff for eating stuff, and maybe it will show something different for you. Well, I'm a big fan of clear outs, I have to say. Last week, for example, I sat down in my office for the first time since taking over a month off to deal with a family emergency. I couldn't focus. In fact, I'm still struggling, but that's another topic. Instead of making a list and plowing through my work tasks, which I normally do, I felt very listless. Then I felt quite agitated. Then I felt quite fidgety. And what happened was I ended up upending all of my cupboards with all the beauty products that I have scheduled to review, that I've been sent, everything from makeup to skincare, all of it went onto the office floor, and I made bags and piles to give to charity, to give to friends, to give to my mum. My mum does very well out of this, because anything that I've swatched, anything that I've used, will go straight to her, because obviously it's used. No one really wants to have used makeup but my mum. So I'm looking at two giant Skims bags at the moment that are destined for my mum to have a good old route through. But anyway, it took hours. I was shattered by the end. But honestly, since then, the office has felt like a completely different place with less stuff in it. It feels lighter, it feels brighter, and less like I'm sitting down in an office where I have to work, and more like I'm sitting in a space where I get to be creative. Hurrah! So what it's made me realise is that I probably did find comfort in being surrounded by stuff and things. We all have access to so much, let's face it. But as someone said to me on DM in reply to the feature, it's access and excess, and it's a fine line between that and use and abuse. And I think with my wardrobe, I had unwittingly engaged in the latter. And if you want to see what strategies I've put into place to curb my shopping hauls and clothes hoarding, then please do read the piece. And I'm on red alert to see whether a substitute addiction starts to rear its ugly head in another form now that I've identified and I'm making plans and strategies to be much less of a buyer, spender, hoarder, etc., etc. So if you have a clear out as a result of this bullet points, will you let me know? Let me know in the Facebook group. Let me know by whichever platform you feel most comfortable using. All of the links to get in touch with me, email addresses, everything are in the show notes. But that's everything for bullet points this week. Thank you for listening. And as I said, if you enjoy this podcast, please do share it far and wide, and please consider leaving a 5-star review. I will see you on the next one.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.